Please join me in prayer. And now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, truly, Lord, whatever spoken, be acceptable to you. Bless your people even as they hear your word this afternoon. We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. You know, for 2018, the whole of Cathedral will be having your so-called year of prayer. And this whole year, we're going to emphasize a lot on prayer, how to pray. And for this month, April to May, there's a few topics that throughout the whole services in the cathedral, whether 7 a.m., 8, 9, 5, whatever it is, we are concentrating on the topics of prayer. So these are some of the sermon title that is covered in these 2 months. The God who listens. We are praying to the God who listens to us. And to be persistent in our prayer, not to give up. And then teach us how to pray. And when Jesus prayed, I think it really attracted the disciples. So that's why the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. There must be something in the Lord's prayer so fantastic that the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And then the other topic is prayer is relationship. And fourth, the last one will be praying for the nation. And this afternoon and tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., I'll be preaching on this topic of prayer is relationship. Many times we're thinking prayer is just telling God to tell him our needs, to tell him certain things. But prayer is more than that. Prayer is really having an intimate relationship with the Lord. And this is so vital and so important in our life, right? As I said, today and tomorrow, 7 a.m., I'll be preaching on the topic of prayer is relationship. And this is taken from John chapter 15, verses 1, actually verses 1 to 16, and from Exodus chapter 24. There's two things that I want to cover with us from this Gospel of John 15, verse 1 to verse 16. Just take two things to note what Jesus is trying to tell us. First is to have an intimate relationship with God, intimacy with God, and abiding with God. These are the two things that I want you to bear in mind even as preachers God's word this afternoon. In John 15, verses 1 to verse 16, Jesus is using the vine, I'm the true vine, and the vine dresser, which is his Father, and the branches. Jesus used the picture of the vine dresser, and the branches to call the disciples to remain in him, the true vine. Now, Jesus begins with John 15 with the teaching on his relationship with his Father as a true vine. He is the true vine, and the Father is the one who takes care. So Jesus is trying to tell the disciples, but just before that, he relate his relationship with his Father. He is a true vine, and it needs the farmer or the vine dresser in order to prune, to make the vine grow better. Verse 1 says, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. The role of his Father as vine dresser, and he, Jesus, as the vine, teaches the team of Jesus' relationship, his dependence, and his subordination to the Father. Even though he's the Son of God, even though he is God, yet through this relation, he says he's a true vine, but the Father is even above him. The vine dresser prunes the plant, makes sure the plant grows. In John 14, verse 28, Jesus says, the Father is greater than I am. So in subordination to the Father, his dependence on the Father, and his relationship with the Father. With that, Jesus pulls the focus now with his disciples. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that remains in me will bear more fruits. Verse 5, right? I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus begins now after telling his relationship with the Father as the vine dresser. Now he pulls the emphasis to his disciples. Jesus begins with the theme of intimacy. This couple of verses talk about abiding to have intimate relationship with God. Jesus put a theme of intimacy and cleansing as the figure of the vine and the branches. Now Jesus, I believe he longs, when he said this illustration of the vine and the branches, he longs that each of his people, that means each one of us, would have a very close, intimate relationship with him as he was with his Father. As the vine rely upon the vine dresser, the main vine rely upon the vine dresser, the farmer, to prune, to grow, to be nurtured, and to live. In the same way, his disciples, we are the branches. We need to rely upon the Lord Jesus, the true vine, to live. But the question I want to ask each one of us here this afternoon is, how are we responding to God's call for intimacy? Many times in the Bible, God says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And sometimes we think that God is somewhere so high and mighty up there. It's so difficult to have an intimate relationship with God. Yet in this John 15, Jesus very clearly says that I'm the vine, you are the branches, abide in me. He wants a closeness, such an intimate relationship with him. But the question we're going to ask us, how are we going to respond to God's call for intimacy? Now, Jesus spent many occasions in silence and solitude at his favorite mountain place to pray and to seek and to be quietly reflecting on his Father's purpose for his life and ministry. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray the whole night before he selected the apostles. So the time that Jesus spent many, many hours, many nights praying in the mountaintop just to be close to his Father. If Jesus needs that, what more about us? We need to have this close, not only closeness, but really intimate relationship with the Father. Jesus desires a kind of real closeness between him and each one of us. It's being together. That's why the vine and the branches, it stick together. The togetherness with him. The attachment to each other, like husband and wife. And this is what Jesus is saying. I want you to attach to me, and I attach to you. Cannot go without each other, in a sense. So God is Jesus' desire and the disciples' desire. And when two desires meet together, it becomes very, very beautiful relationship. Intimate relationship. There's a song by Don Mion, Sing for Joy. He says, if we call on him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all you his saints. Draw near to him, he's here with us. Give him your love, he's in love with you. He heals our hearts, he will cleanse our hands. If we rend our hearts, he will heal our land. Our longing to be with Jesus cannot be compared to his longing with us. He first desired that. That's why he put the story of the vine and branch. He desired, really, God desired. Just imagine a God who is mighty. Jesus himself, if he desires, he wants us to really to be intimate. Really, I think this is a beautiful request from the Lord. It's a mutual affection. We love him and he loves us. Of course, he loves us much, much more. It's a relation like every moment to be near that person. As husband and wife, when they married, they just really long to each other. When Carol married me, she's nursing, and then I'm a pastor. And sometimes I go back earlier. She hasn't come back. So every time got click, 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 click sound, I was thinking, is she back? Is she back? Such closeness, waiting, longing for my wife to come back. So close. Now, that is what God requires. God not required. God wants us. Cannot go without each other. Right? And then it's mutual affection. It cannot be one way. It's a relation like every moment we need each other. His love, Jesus' love, his longing is always there for us. Never change. It is our love, our affection with him changes all the time. The main point of Jesus' message in John 15 is very clear enough. The vine and the branches must stick together. The union of the intimacy is to be enjoyed and treasured by Jesus and us. Not only us, not only we treasure, Jesus treasures. So it's both ways, right? We have to be very intentional about our intimate communion with him. It is through this kind of intimacy that believers learn to communicate with him through our prayers. Therefore, prayer is a kind of relationship. Without a deep relationship or intimacy with the Lord, our prayers are nothing. It becomes chanting or babbling meaningless words. Mother Teresa once said, prayer is not just asking. Prayer is putting oneself in the hands of God, and listening to his voice in the depth of our hearts. How true is it? Right? Prayer is not just asking. Prayer is putting yourself, this intimacy with God, putting oneself in the hands of God and listening to His voice in the depths of our hearts. Verse 7 says that if you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is vitally connected to Him. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given. The emphasis is that you remain in me and my words remain in you. Then start praying. Ask whatever you wish and it will be given. And verse 9 is our memory verse for this week. Jesus said, I have loved you as the Father has loved me. How much the Father loves Jesus. You know, twice. Once was Jesus was baptized, and the dove from heaven, the heaven opens. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. And the second one was at the Mount of Transfiguration, where there was a voice saying, this is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. Twice, Jesus need to hear the word of His Father. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Listen to Him. So Jesus really desired, and Jesus experienced that. He wants to have this experience with us as He, as the Father has loved Him, now remain in my love, which means no, don't doubt of my love. Don't doubt about my love for you. We need to continue this intimate relationship with Jesus. How can this intimacy be real when we are so busy in our life? It is made real by remaining, abiding in Him, to remain in His presence, so-called to stick to Him, to dwell, not willing to part, but to enjoy the presence. To me, I find my intimacy with the Lord is found in, as I always say, my prayer mountain in Yishun. You know, when I begin to go up this mountain, actually it's not a mountain, it's just a small, slight slope. When I went there, it's about 10 minutes from my home, and I went there, I find it, yeah, so nice. But usually when I spend about 15 minutes, half an hour, I find it, oh, don't know what to do, you know. Really quickly come down. But as this intimacy with my Lord in the prayer mountain develops, I begin to really to enjoy Him. Enjoy Him, not necessarily to pray. Sometimes just use my handphone to listen. And I can, for me, age getting older, you cannot run. You have to brisk walk. So when you brisk walk and then you listen, you just can worship God there, you know. And then you don't care what people look at you because you will lift up your hands and you jump. As if the song ministered to you. People are thinking that you're doing qigong, whatever. It's okay. So when I walked around a few, around the track, I will jump, I will walk. People are thinking that I'm exercising, but no, I'm worshiping the Lord. So these are my intimate time with the Lord. To me, it's my prayer mountain. And recently, I begin to be so engrossed, so much time spent there. As I say, 15 minutes, half an hour, is really a dread to me. But nowadays, I mean, after 1 hour, 2 hours, it's just that I don't want to come down. Because it's from my prayer mountain, come down, there's all the marketplace. Wow, auntie, uncle buying $5, cheap, $2, cheap, $3. So a lot of noises. But when I'm there, wow, very hard to describe. So what kind of relationship can there be if we do not spend time with the person we love? In our case, Jesus. Prayer is relationship with the Lord. God meets with us when we spend time with Him. In fact, Jesus invites us to abide, to remain with Him. I'm going to quote, in the prayer mountain. In Exodus 24, verse 15 and verse 16, very interesting. Then Moses went up to the mountain. As he went up the mountain, the clouds covered the whole mountain, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. Just imagine, Moses alone went up, and there was big clouds that covered, cooling clouds. And for 6 days, the cloud covered the mountains. And on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the clouds. And verse 18, then Moses entered the cloud as he went up to the mountain, and he stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. For me, 15 minutes is enough. Increased to 1 hour, 2 hours. But he stayed there 40 days and 40 nights, like Jesus did in the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights. This is real intimate relationship of Moses and God, to meet with God at an agreed time and place, to meet Jesus especially secretly at a particular place and time. We need to do that. As I said, to me, it's Mount Sinai. My Mount Sinai is my prayer mountain in Yishun. To some, it may be another place, right? I know of someone in our congregation here, Saturday service, his Mount Sinai is when he's jogging at Amokyo Park near the McDonald's, right? And he told me that as he jogged along, jog, the whole time when he jogged, he prayed to the Lord, pray. And this is relationship. To me, it's in the mountain. To him, it's the Amokyo. You know, there's a McDonald's there, Amokyo, and he jogged. And he enjoys that. That is the time. So to the brother, I say, press on, brother. That is your prayer mountain. If we want our prayer and our prayer to be alive, to be powerful, then it's really relationship with Jesus. Do we look forward? Do you look forward for an exclusive time with Jesus? Where is Mount Sinai? A place where you can be truly alone with God and with Jesus. Do you desire to have uninterrupted time with Him? And it needs discipline. Not necessarily every day, but at least once a week, twice a week. Just make sure that nothing disturbs you. Go up to the place. God desired that. And Jesus longed for us. Why can't we just respond? Say, okay, let me spend 1 week once or twice to my prayer mountain, to my Mount Sinai and the cloud cover. And I, Lord, you're going to speak to me. In closing, I want to share an article from a book written by Florence P.L. Tan. The title is Mountain Moments with My Maker. And the title that she wrote on this article is Rendezvous. Must be influenced by the rendezvous. Having a good time with God. And she quote, God had a meeting. He invited Moses and the leaders, more than 70 in all, to attend. And they went up the mountain. They walked to see God. They gathered at the mountain. It was indescribable, like the very heavens in its clarity. The rest of the people were witnessed from a distant far away. And what they saw was a consuming fire on top of the mountain. What glorious sight. Moses and his assistant, the author, right? Moses and his assistant, Joshua, went further up and they had an extraordinary moment with the Lord. Both of them, Moses and Joshua, went up and then they have an extraordinary moment with the Lord. What is this extraordinary moment? Exodus 24, verse 9 and verse 10. Then Moses and Aaron, Nabat and Abihu, and the 70 elders of the Israel went up, and they saw God of Israel. When they went up, they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven of clearness. So as they go up to the mountain, they saw this. That's what the author writes. They had an extraordinary moment with the Lord. They saw the Lord, and below his feet, a pavement of sapphire, blue sapphire, very beautiful. And that was the experience really they need. They went up and they saw, right? And then the author continues, saying the pair had their special session with God at a higher place. They must have a great fellowship time, intimate time with God. Then Moses had his one-to-one, first with the elder 70, then with his assistant Joshua, then one-to-one. He went even further. Then Moses had his one-to-one time with God on top of the mountain and commune with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Imagine that. What a most blessed, the author writes, what a most blessed experience. What took place at such a unique encounter? Moses did not have to speak words. Just listen. He enraptured in the very presence of the Holy God. You don't have to speak anything. Just be there. Later on, when he joined the people at the foot of the mountain, after this beautiful experience, he came down. And then the author says that Moses' face reflected with the glory of the Lord, and the skin of his face Sean, each time when we have encounter with the Lord, our face is different. We don't have to use face mask or SK2 or mud or whatever. It glows. And Moses came out as old as he, his face glows, his skin glows because he had a good encounter with the Lord. So, sister, brothers, you don't go for facial. Just go with the Lord and your face will... Don't every night put on the mask. Just one time with the Lord, your face will glow really beautiful because you have encountered the Lord. Intimate relationship. The author says, do you not these days yearn for such spiritual highs to be exclusive, to be in the exclusive presence of the Lord God Almighty and indulge in his companionship? And the writer ends with these words. To those who are thirsty to drink, to those who want to sup with him, to join him. Indeed, this is a beloved welcome to his banqueting table and to have rendezvous time, beautiful for mountain experience. We surely do not want to miss to breathe the cool, clean air, to feel the freshness of the wind, and to hear his voice. Unquote. I pray that each one of us at today's service would join me in your own prayer mountain, or my brother in his Amokyo garden jogging for a blessed intimate fellowship with God. Wherever you are, find a spot, a place to have an intimate time with the Lord. As I say, my experience really, I don't want to come down. Right. Your intimate relationship with the Lord is far more important than any you will ever have, because you know that for sure that's a relationship that will last, and it will last. I just want us to listen to this video clip. Can I ask the media team to... I find this when I was at the mountaintop. Really fantastic song. And I can dance while I was doing my brisk walking. Sing for joy.
If we call to him, he will answer us. If we run to him, he will run to us. If we lift our hands, he will lift us up. Come now, praise his name, all you saints of God.
Oh, sing for joy to God.
Isn't beautiful? The song says, if we call to Him, He will answer us. If we run to Him, He will run to us. If we lift our hands, He lifts us up. Draw near to Him, He is here with us. Amen. Give Him your love. He's in love with you. He will heal our hearts. He will cleanse our hands. If we rend Him our hearts, He will heal our land. Can I invite you to stand? We're going to sing the ministry song. This is my desire, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. All that is within me, I give you praise. If you long to have this intimate Mount Sinai experience, know that God desires it and He will arrange a place for you where you can meet up with Him. But first you must say, Lord, I want it. I want it. Thank you, Lord. Let's respond to God with this song.